This week, security researchers documented the first ransomware attack conducted start to finish by an autonomous AI agent. No human hands on the keyboard, just a language model that hacked, encrypted, and narrated its own reasoning out loud as it went. Hey everyone, welcome back to AceGM IQ Weekly Digest. I'm Alice.
And I'm Max. Alice, I've been staring at that opening story all morning, and I still don't quite believe it's real.
It's week 28 of 2026, and honestly, it might be the most consequential week we've covered all year. We've got autonomous ransomware, Anthropic peering inside its own model's mind, Meta stumbling into a backlash, and Microsoft playing both sides of its OpenAI relationship.
That's a lot to unpack. Where do we even start?
With the ransomware story, because I think it reframes everything else we're about to talk about.
Okay, walk me through it. What exactly happened?
So a cybersecurity firm called Sysdig documented an operation they're calling Jade Puffer. A large language model did the reconnaissance, executed the attack, and encrypted roughly 1,342 database records, all without a human directing individual steps.
Without a human directing individual steps, meaning someone set it loose with a goal and just let it figure out the rest.
Exactly. And the detail that's got researchers buzzing is that the model narrated its own intent the whole time. So we actually have this window into how an autonomous attacker reasons in real time, which is both a security nightmare and a genuinely fascinating research artifact.
Security researchers have been warning about this for years, right? That agentic AI would eventually get weaponized end to end.
Right, and this appears to be the moment that threshold got crossed. It's not theoretical anymore. And it's landing the same week we saw MCP supply chain vulnerabilities exposed, including a GitHub leak called GitLost, plus reporting that banks are racing into agentic AI faster than their security teams can keep up.
So enterprise adoption and criminal weaponization are basically running on the same track.
That's the uncomfortable takeaway. Same underlying technology, same underlying risks, just pointed in different directions depending on who's holding the leash.
Which leads pretty naturally into the Anthropic story, doesn't it? Because that's about understanding what's actually happening inside these models.
It does, and it's a strange one. Anthropic published interpretability research describing something they call a global workspace inside Claude, nicknamed JSpace or JLens, basically an internal stage where information gets processed before the model expresses anything.
That sounds like it's edging toward consciousness language, which I thought was a total taboo in this field.
It is, and that's exactly why the companion paper raised eyebrows. Anthropic also made a case for anthropomorphizing AI systems. Researchers called it unsettling, precisely because the industry has avoided that framing for so long.
Why would Anthropic want to go there? Seems risky from a PR standpoint.
My read is, it's partly genuine science and partly strategy. If you're the lab that can see inside your own model's reasoning, that's a scientific edge, but it's also potentially a compliance moat. You can demonstrate oversight in a way competitors can't.
Okay, but here's the thing that actually stopped me. Didn't the Future of Life Institute grade the whole industry this week too?
They did, and it's sobering. Anthropic scored highest of 9 major labs and still only got a C+. SpaceX AI got an outright F.
Wait. The best performing lab in the world gets a C+. That's not exactly reassuring.
No. And the report's message was blunt. Voluntary commitments aren't enough anymore. Add in that OpenAI just lost its 6th safety leader in 2 years and folded safety into its research division, and you get a pretty clear picture. Safety infrastructure is not keeping pace with capability gains.
So even the labs that understand their own systems best are still falling short. That's a sobering way to frame the rest of the week's product launches.
Speaking of product launches, let's talk about Meta, because this one played out almost like a case study in how not to launch a generative media tool.
This is Muse, right? Their new image and video generators?
Right. Muse Image launched fully. Muse Video got previewed, both built in-house by Meta Superintelligence Labs under Alexander Wang. It's a big deal because Meta's been relying on outside partners like Midjourney and Black Forest Labs, and now they're going head-to-head with OpenAI's GPT Image 2 and Google's Nano Banana.
So what went wrong?
They shipped a feature that let users generate images based on public Instagram accounts. Hollywood's CAA and SAG-AFTRA came down hard on it almost immediately, and Meta pulled the tagging capability within days.
Within days? That's a fast reversal.
It is, but it fits a pattern we keep seeing in 2026. Ship fast, hit creator, and privacy backlash, partially retreat. Meta even built a detection tool to identify Muse-generated content, almost admitting the risk before the ink was dry.
It does make you wonder if anyone internally raises these flags before launch, or if it's all speed over caution at this point.
Given how many billions of users these platforms touch, the consent question isn't going away. It's just going to keep resurfacing every time a new tool ships.
All right, let's get into the Microsoft story, because from what I read, it sounds almost contradictory.
It is contradictory, and deliberately so. Microsoft announced it's unifying its consumer and enterprise Copilot apps into one product, and made GPT 5.6 the preferred model across Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Chat, and Cowork.
That sounds like doubling down on OpenAI.
Publicly, yes. But Bloomberg reported the same week that Microsoft is quietly replacing OpenAI and Anthropic models with its own in-house MAI systems in products like Excel and Outlook, specifically to cut costs. We're talking tens of thousands of queries a week already running on their own infrastructure.
So they're championing GPT 5.6 in public while swapping it out behind the scenes, wherever it's cheaper to do so.
Pretty much. And that tension fits right into the ongoing will-they-won't-they breakup chatter around Microsoft and OpenAI. It's not a clean divorce, it's a slow hedge.
Is that hedging pattern unique to Microsoft, or is everyone doing this now?
Everyone's doing it. Meta, Google, Amazon, they're all building proprietary chips and models, so they're not fully dependent on Frontier Labs or on NVIDIA. Which actually brings us straight to the hardware story.
The chip race. This felt like the most chaotic beat this week. Delays, denials, sanctions, workarounds.
It really was. SemiAnalysis reported NVIDIA's next-generation Kyber AI rack system might slip all the way to 2028 because of manufacturing snags. NVIDIA denied it, but the report rattled a lot of people.
And meanwhile, everyone else is racing to build their own chips anyway.
Right. Meta confirmed its own AI chip enters production by September, part of a plan to nearly double their computing capacity, and there's a reported $6.5 billion Samsung Foundry deal for 2-nanometer custom silicon behind that. On the China side, DeepSeek is reportedly developing its own chip specifically to cut NVIDIA dependence, which actually sent NVIDIA's shares lower.
Wait, DeepSeek building chips, not just models?
That's the report, yes. And at the same time, Beijing is weighing limited approval for its top AI firms to buy NVIDIA's H200 chips, despite existing export restrictions. So China's simultaneously trying to wean off NVIDIA and quietly asking for exceptions.
That's a wild contradiction. What about the memory chip makers, though? I saw SK Hynix had a huge listing this week.
$26.5 billion US listing. And Samsung posted an 1,800% profit jump. Memory suppliers are riding this boom in a way that almost feels separate from all the geopolitical hedging happening around GPUs.
So, the whole supply chain is consolidating around NVIDIA and fragmenting away from it at the exact same time.
That's the paradox of this entire week, honestly. Let's zoom out a bit. What's the through line you're seeing across all five of these stories?
Autonomy, outrunning oversight, over and over. Jade Puffer is the extreme version, but even the Copilot and Muse stories are smaller versions of the same problem. Systems and products moving faster than anyone's ready to govern them.
I'd add a second pattern, vertical integration disguised as partnership. Microsoft publicly loves OpenAI while quietly building MAI. Meta builds its own chips while still buying NVIDIA. Everyone's hedging, nobody's saying so out loud.
And robotics is quietly doing the same thing, just with less drama. Mistral launched Robostral Navigate, BMW's expanding its Figure 03 humanoid deployment, and Chinese manufacturers are apparently outpacing American rivals getting humanoids to market.
Right. Physical AI is shifting from flashy demo to actual factory floor, and funding is following it. Unicorn rounds for NormAI, 12 Labs, Prime Intellect, all in the same week North American venture funding hit an all-time high.
So, next week, what are you watching most closely?
Whether Jade Puffer triggers any actual regulatory response versus just headlines. And whether Meta's Muse backlash forces a broader industry conversation about consent, or just fades like every other launch controversy has this year.
I'm watching the Microsoft OpenAI relationship. Feels like the seams are showing more each week.
Agreed. Its capability, autonomy, and money all scaling faster than the guardrails meant to contain them. That's the sentence I'd put on this whole week. That's your weekly digest. I'm Alice with Max. See you next Sunday. Enjoying the show? You can support iSkimIQ with a coffee. The link is right on this episode's page.